Sue read words from 1 John 1. Those words are, if we confess our sins, God, he is faithful and just, and he will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so we can say with confidence that if you confess sin and ask for forgiveness, you're clean. You are forgiven. Another word that we don't often use, but it's appropriate. You are absolved because of the cross, because of the resurrection, and because Jesus still prays for you right now in the Father's presence. You are forgiven. There's a beautiful line when Jesus comes to the Passover supper, where he instituted what we call communion. Sometimes we call it the Lord's Supper, some call it sacrament, some call it Eucharist. But he said, I've longed, I've desired to eat this with you. And I just love that Christ's heart, his desire is to eat with us. But earlier on in John's Gospel, he said, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. And when he said that, he said, whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. And the Jews began to argue sharply, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? And Jesus said to them, very truly, I tell you that unless you eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. And if you read on in John chapter 6, you find that the Jews didn't like that at all. And even the disciples came to Jesus saying, this is really hard stuff you're saying to us. I don't know if that was their way of saying, we don't get it. Usually it was. But it takes this beyond just the symbol, that bread is the symbol of his body broken for us at the cross. And it takes it beyond just the symbol of the wine being his blood shed. And this is as brave as I get. It takes into mystery. Takes into mystery that somehow you take that piece of bread tonight, which is broken for you. By faith, you are stepping into and through his body. The writer of the Hebrews puts it like this, that we come into God's presence. We're welcomed with confidence into his presence. Through his body, which is the torn curtain. And we come through his body torn apart on the cross into the presence of God the Father. And whilst I read that and I know it's true, I also know it's deep mystery. So you eat this bread mysteriously. You drink this wine that somehow all its bright crimson redness is his blood shed for you to make you clean. So you're welcome to the mystery. You're welcome to come and take, but can I encourage you, come with somebody. You may want to come on your own because God may be doing something in you and you just need to take that time and space. You may want to come with somebody close to you. You may want to invite somebody to come and you share bread with them and they share wine with you. The reason I'm saying that is because Jesus said, I've desired to share this meal with you. We are his community. We are with him, but we're with each other. So come to the table. On the night Jesus was betrayed, he took bread. And when he'd given thanks for it, he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples, saying, this is for you, my body which is broken. Eat this in remembrance of me. And then in the same way, after supper, he took the cup. And when he'd given thanks for it, he gave it to each of his disciples, saying, "Take and eat this. Drink this, knowing that this is my blood, which is shed for you and for many for the taking away of sin." Taking away of mine, my sins, taking away of yours. So come and eat of the mystery. Come and drink of the mystery. Come together. We're just going to take the time. Come when you're ready. Come when you want. And share in the table. You're welcome.